Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This defense is kind of like, well, if not the same type of defense I played in at Bama. So it's very comfortable for me. The plays, everything that we're doing, the techniques, everything's kind of the same that I learned for 3 years up under Coach Saban. So, yeah, and I trust Coach Staley and Coach GB at the highest level.
You just heard from Saints corner Kool-Aid McKinstry in the WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. And that's been one of the big positives I feel so far this training camp is going into year two. The corner is looking like he's adjusting well to the new scheme being brought in, new staff going on here. And you're expecting a new role for him this year as a starter on this Saints secondary. So, well, a lot of big things expected from Kool-Aid McKinstry, and it's nice to hear praise from your head coach as well. I'm sure he liked that as well.
No doubt. And he's mentioned it, GB is Grady Brown. He's the cornerback's coach, new coach this year, obviously.
Yeah, GB.
GB. Everyone knows GB. Yeah, and Terry Joseph is the defensive pass game coordinator. He's more working with the safeties. So, you know, it's a whole thing. But now, if I had to pick an MVP from the first 8 days of camp, probably be Kool-Aid, at least on the defensive side. If we're adding in offensive players, Rashee probably up there.
Mm-hmm.
But Kool-Aid has looked very confident. And
vocal, too.
And vocal, yeah. And excited. He wears a grill at practice now, so when he breaks up a pass, he just stands there smiling at people, you know? But, no, he just looks like a kid who came in shape, right? He said he lost like 12 pounds over the offseason. He felt like he just wasn't playing at the weight he wanted to when he got back to the weight he played at in his sophomore season at Alabama, which is when he had his best season in college. So he feels comfortable playing at this weight. When you lose weight as a defensive player, okay, can you be physical? And he says he feels confident he can play physical. We've seen him play physical even in these non-tackling practices. He's been getting after it. So, no, I mean, like, that was a big question for me. Because if Kool-Aid came in and just did not look like he had it, then the outside cornerback position was
a huge concern. Right.
Now it's like, okay, I feel good about that spot. I think he's going to handle it well, and I think this off defense is going to suit him, and the question's going to become, who's taking that spot on the other side? Because, you know, you got Ike Adam, who, I don't know, like, I like him as a backup. I'm not sure I like him as the starter. And then Quincy Riley, who I think you got some ball hawk in there, but you know, it's not consistent. Like it's nice to have a guy who can pick the ball off, but like, I don't want a guy who's going to lose half his reps but intercept the ball on every third loss. Like, so I don't know. Like, it's tough. Like, I don't know if Quincy's ready to be the starter. So it's just, you got to figure something out. I really wouldn't be surprised at all if you get through camp, you get halfway through camp, and suddenly you see another face in that room.
Kool-Aid talked about also year two making a huge difference in his game.
Since high school, I always kind of had that year one and year two leap, so it's kind of falling right apart now. So I feel like I said, it's up to God. It's a blessing. And, you know, I always try to keep my head down and work. So I feel like this offseason, I put in a lot of work. I got my body in shape. I lost a lot of weight. I feel like I'm where I need to be.
What was the thought process behind that? Something you felt like you needed to do after playing last year?
I feel like I was a lot heavy last year, coming off the foot surgery, coming out of the combine. So I kind of lost like at least 12 pounds since the last game against Tampa Bay to now. So I feel like it got me playing better. I feel like I'm better in shape. Spent this offseason a lot hooping. That's my love right there, playing basketball. So I was able to get in shape a lot by hooping, because we all know basketball shape is different than football shape, and I feel like it got me to where I need to be now.
I'll get ready for, you know, come the regular season, Jeff, when it's time to get in the locker room. Those hooping sessions in the Saints locker room, you're going to see plenty of Kool-Aid McKinstry going against whoever in there.
I don't know. He said he's a playmaker, so he's more of a passer. I think that's what that means. But, yeah, no, like, we've seen, you know, you want to see that year two leap, right? Like, we always talk about it. It's easier said than done, but I think that is what you're getting from Kool-Aid right now.
Lost a significant amount of weight, too.
Yeah, 12 pounds. That's not, I mean, he's going to be playing around 190, I think, is the plan for him, which is a good size for a cornerback. He's not like he dropped down to like 170 or anything, but I think it takes a little while at the NFL level to figure out the weight you want to play at. So, yeah, that's not unusual for guys to really kind of reshape their body after a year or two.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.